This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel's military carried out airstrikes in Rafah on Monday, residents said, hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city where more than a million people uprooted by the war have been sheltering. Fears are growing of a full-blown assault in Rafah, long threatened by Israel, against holdouts of the Palestinian militant group Hamas as ceasefire talks in Cairo, Egypt stall. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke during a Holocaust Memorial Day ceremony.
As the Prime Minister of Israel, the one and only Jewish state, I pledge here today from Jerusalem on this Holocaust Remembrance Day. If Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone. But we know we are not alone because countless decent people around the world support our just cause.
AP correspondent Karen Chamas now reports on Russia's planned nuclear drills.
Russia has announced it will carry out nuclear weapon drills days after an angry exchange with Western officials. Russia's defense ministry announced the planned drills, which it said are in response to provocative statements and threats of certain Western officials regarding the Russian Federation. It was the first time that Russia has publicly announced it will carry out drills that simulate the use of tactical nuclear weapons. However, its strategic nuclear forces regularly carry out exercises. The announcement appeared to be a warning to Ukraine's Western allies about becoming more deeply involved in the more than two-year war. I'm Karen Chamas.
And in this developing story, several people were trapped after a multi-story residential building under construction collapsed in the South African city of George, South African media reported on Monday, citing the local mayor. This is VOA News. UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi flew to Iran on Monday, hoping to bolster his agency's oversight of Tehran's atomic activities after various setbacks. But analysts and diplomats say he has limited leverage and must be wary of empty promises. Then U.S. President Donald Trump's decision in 2018 to ditch a landmark deal between Iran and major powers that exchanged nuclear restrictions for sanctions relief caused that accord to unravel. Iran has since accelerated its uranium enrichment and reduced cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The death toll from heavy rains that have caused flooding in Brazil's southern state of Rio Grande do Sul has risen to at least 78, local authorities said, with more than 115,000 people displaced. Reuters' Laila Sharukh-Shahi reports.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and his cabinet arrived in the region on Sunday morning to discuss rescue and reconstruction efforts with local authorities.
I know that we have many state roads that need repair. I want to tell you that I'm not worried because the federal government, through the Ministry of Transportation, will help you recover the state roads.
Volunteers with boats, jet skis, or that were even simply swimming have helped ongoing rescue efforts. The death toll could still drastically increase as over 100 people were reported missing on Sunday, according to the state civil defense authority.
That was Reuters' Laila Sharukh-Shahi reporting. Family members of three tourists who went missing in northern Mexico last month have identified their bodies, the state prosecutor's office in Baja California said. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
Family members of U.S. tourist Carter Rhode and Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson had been brought in and identified their remains. Their bodies were found in a well on Saturday. A burnt-out vehicle believed to have been used by the three surfers was also found in the area. Officials say three people have been arrested. A preliminary hypothesis by Mexican authorities is that the arrested individuals attempted to carjack the foreigners, and when the surfers resisted, they were shot and their bodies dumped in the well.
That was Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Monday announced more than $100 million in funding and resources to support American auto workers and small auto suppliers. Historic contracts secured by the United Auto Workers with the big three Detroit, Michigan automakers and recent organizing victories ensure that these jobs will provide comparable wages, the vice president's office said. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.